Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement.
I'm ready to go pro.
Now, this should help. This is episode 124. The crazed. The bad. And the commie.
Topic number one.
Why do we allow airtime to pseudo-environmentalist, hyper-emotional teenage attention whore Swedish millionaire Greta Thunberg? Why? I googled Greta Thunberg's credentials, and after clicking on several links, the only words that came up were known for challenging world leaders, attracted international attention, and also hysterical child. Now, recently, she gave yet another pathetic attention grab speech. I wish you could actually see it, but I'll be sure to break it down for you. Here is the clip in its entirety that I saw online, then I'll break it down. Here's the clip.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Okay, let's hear it again, and I'm going to break it down for you line by line.
This is all wrong.
What is?
I shouldn't be up here.
Oh, I agree.
I should be back in school.
Well, then go.
On the other side of the ocean.
Okay, what's stopping you from going outside being by the ocean?
Yet, you all come to us young people for hope.
No, none of us ever came to young people for hope. For any reason. Ever. It doesn't work that way. Young people look to their elders and responsible adults for hope. Never in the history of the planet have older people put their hope in younger people to fix problems. They're too busy taking care of you, feeding you, clothing you, educating you. That literally makes no sense. So you're 18, we're hoping you, Greta Thunberg, and the rest of the teenagers and millennials do something to save the planet. We have to wait for you to get older, educated, more life experienced, and obtain more knowledge. That is counterproductive. If we're getting older, we're waiting for you to catch up to us? Stop talking.
How dare you?
Nice theatrics with the how dare you. How dare you? I do declare. Stop. What, because you got emotional and said how dare you? That's the problem with Amateur Nation. Oh, listen to the passion and the emotions. It must be right. No, it's mental instability.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood.
Nobody stole shit from you. No one stole nothing. You still have your dreams, little girl. You can go do whatever the hell you want on your yacht and your $1 million and your private school. What dreams did we steal? Name them. Tell me what we stole. What dreams were stolen from you? What can you not do, accomplish, or experience now? It's all over? Well, then kill yourself. I'm not telling you to do that, by the way. I'm not all Chrissy Teigen on ya. I'm saying, if there's no hope and there's no reason to go on, what are you doing? Hey, dum-dum, you stole your own childhood wasting your time with this kind of nonsense. Yeah, you should have been outside playing and being by the ocean and being in school.
With your empty words Yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Okay, we stole your dreams and your childhood, blah, 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 and yet you're one of the lucky ones. Those sentences don't even go together. You're stringing together random sentences and words. And yeah, you are one of the lucky ones. You have $1 million, you have a yacht, you go to a private school, and you have the attention of the media for some stupid reason. You ever heard of gratitude?
People are suffering.
The only people suffering are the people listening to you, but jokes aside, which people? I need names. I need groups of people that are suffering and tell me exactly in which way they are suffering due to the environment. Of course, there are people, for example, who anyone who's ever seen Slumdog Millionaire has seen the filth that is in India, in that region. Of course, this isn't mankind. That's their responsibility.
People are dying.
People are dying? I need names. Which groups of people? Which cities? Which countries? How are they dying? What is causing their death?
Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Listen to the desperation. She can barely breathe. And she's also looking down, sentence by sentence. Sentence by sentence. If you're that impassioned about something, you should be able to speak from the heart, not a prepared script. The very first words out of her mouth, when she said, "This is all wrong," looks down at her notes. "I shouldn't be up here," looking down at her notes. You can't memorize that? Lou, she's nervous. She's speaking in front of people. She's 18. I was public speaking in church when I was 6 and crushing it. The only people talking about fairy tales of eternal economic growth are people like Bill Gates, who want to destroy the population and take over the world for a very select few. By the way, have you heard any stats or facts or science at all here? We have a heavy-breathing, emotional, not-off-book teenager who is, as she said, one of the lucky ones. She deserves no more attention from anyone except a psychologist and her parents. And of course, once again, the "how dare you," and then the applause of the lemmings who were just going, "Look at her, she's so brave, she's 18, she's 99 pounds. None of that has anything to do with her credibility, life experience, knowledge, work, research. You're done. This should be entitled, "Emotionally Unstable Teenager Talks About Her Feelings, Manages to Wrangle Other Mentally Unstable Teens and Millennials and Virtue Signaling Bandwagoning Parents." But wait, there's more! Listen to what an experienced, credible public speaker, professional news person sounds like. This is a news commentator on Sky News in Australia. Here comes some logic and truth bombs. You ready?
To all the school kids going on strike for climate change, you're the first generation who've required air conditioning in every classroom. You want TV in every room, and your classes are all computerized. You spend all day and night on electronic devices. More than ever, you don't walk or ride bikes to school, but you arrive in caravans of private cars that choke suburban roads and worsen rush hour traffic. You're the biggest consumers of manufactured goods ever, and update perfectly good, expensive luxury items to stay trendy. Your entertainment comes from electric devices. Furthermore, the people driving your protests are the same people who insist on actually inflating the population growth through immigration, which increases the need for energy, manufacturing, and transport. The more people we have, the more forest and bushland we clear. The more of the environment that's destroyed. How about this? Tell your teachers to switch off the aircon. Walk or ride to school. Switch off your devices and read a book. Make a sandwich instead of buying manufactured fast food. No, none of this will happen. Because, the piece says, you're selfish, badly educated, virtue-signalling little turds inspired by the adults around you who crave a feeling of having a noble cause while they indulge themselves in Western luxury and unprecedented quality of life. Wake up, grow up, and shut up.
Now look, you can argue all day long, well, just because someone is young doesn't mean they don't deserve to be heard. Sure I can. Watch me. Now, to be clear, it doesn't mean young people don't deserve a say. It's how much say, how much attention, time, TV airtime, and audience size we give to uncredited, unskilled, uneducated, over-emotional, unbalanced, unstable young people with no life experience just because they're young and emotional.
Lou, you forgot what it's like to be an emotional teenager. You forgot what it's like to believe in something.
Yeah, I forgot what it's like to believe in something. I'm on episode 124 of this podcast based on a book. These are barbs that get thrown at me all the time on social media and see other people with more than two functioning brain cells get lobbed at them. No, I haven't. And the difference is, A, I get emotional about the right things, usually. And B, I don't expect the world to listen every time I get emotional about something. And C, I don't expect the world to get emotional about the things that I get emotional about. And D, I don't lose my shit if I don't get B and C. But let's go back to Greta Thunberg's credentials. And besides, creating awareness. That's always my favorite. People put something about social media. I'm creating awareness. No, you copied and pasted something, or you wrote a short social media blast. Stop. Again, to be clear, the following are not my sentiments and statements, but rather statements made by other pros found online. When I Googled, what are Greta Thunberg's credentials? I honestly did not expect to see degrees and job or career accomplishments since she's only 18. But I was hoping for something, to see something besides what her parents gave her or her city of birth, where she was raised, or how much she weighs. But here are some of the comments when I typed in, what are Greta Thunberg's credentials? She comes from a rich family, and she went to a few years of school before dropping out to be a full-time activist. And from what I understand, she went back in school and finished now. Another person wrote, she dropped out of school and has a set of vocal cords. She is vegan and is from a very privileged family and rides in a super high-tech yacht. Now, I particularly like the insight of this anonymous pro who stated the following. Greta's only credential is that she is a hysterical child, and apparently this is the only credential she needs to address the United Nations and to be taken seriously by them, the majority of the media, and most liberal Democrats. Why? Historically, there is a stigma associated with children that somehow because they are children, they happen to be more truthful, pure of heart, and virtuous than their adult counterparts. That, and of course, the political vultures and sharks smell fresh meat that they can use to advance their agenda by shamelessly using a child. The commenter goes on to say, I believe that Greta believes that the world is literally ending. And if that were the case, her hysterical fear-mongering would be entirely justified. But that doesn't mean she is right, nor does it mean that she should be taken seriously. I think that the Greta Thunberg incident says a lot about where we are as a society in the United States and globally, that one side of the political spectrum feels that the ends justify using a child shamelessly as a political pawn. It is terrifying and appalling to me that Greta feels so terrified. But when you are brainwashed endlessly by your parents and schools into believing that the world is ending, I imagine you'd feel the same. Man, there are so many truth bombs and common sense points made in that post. I wish I could have him or her on this show. And before amateurs bust their collective spring, yes, I'm aware that, as it was noted, she was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, obsessive compulsive disorder, and selective mutism. I've never heard of selective mutism, but whatever, man.
Just following the science.
In one of her first speeches demanding climate action, Thunberg described the selective mutism aspect of her condition as meaning she, quote, only speaks when necessary. Funny how it's necessary when she has an audience. Now, I'm not making fun of Greta Thunberg as much as I'm shining a light on the idiocy of what it takes to be a credible source and celebrity these days. Are you a little weird? Have an unusual condition or affliction? Step up to the microphone. Everyone is special and deserves to be heard. No, they don't. Common sense deserves to be heard. Calm deserves to be heard. Reason deserves to be heard. Accredited, truthful, controlled emotionality all deserve to be heard. Greta Thunberg is mentally unbalanced, attention-starved, and frankly, a bad actress. People think because she cries a lot and is breathing and winded when she talks and looks disturbed and her eye does that wonky thing and merely because she's young, well, she must be right because feelings. and feelings must be heard. No, like she said, she should be in school, sitting quietly. From my book and the 30 Truths About Amateurs, Greta Thunberg, in this case, personifies number one on the list. Amateurs seek constant attention. Number five, amateurs want it now. Number 10, amateurs hate to suffer alone. Gotta be miserable with them. Number 13, amateurs reserve the right to make a scene if you don't understand the list about them. Number 14, amateurs believe social media is truth and the real world. Number 22, amateurs need constant support, reassurance, and praise. Number 23, amateurs are loud. Number 24, amateurs are depressed. And number 30, amateurs need followers to live.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Once again, the complete shit show that is the state of California. First up, California is beginning to put into place paying reparations to black people for slavery. Ready for a mountain of logic? California never had slavery, but is punishing the citizens who were never slave owners and then giving their tax dollars to people who were never slaves. Get the kids, honey, we're moving to California, said no sane person these days. But wait, there's more. Found everywhere online, here's your headline. Republican legislators threaten to end California's state of emergency if Newsom will not. A trio of California state legislators called out Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday for refusing to end the state of emergency he declared due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's my show. They cited a section of the California Emergency Services Act, which requires that the, quote, governor shall proclaim the termination of a state of emergency at the earliest possible date that conditions warrant. The article goes on to say, Representative James Gallagher, a Republican who represents much of the northern Sacramento Valley, including Chico, wrote on Twitter, the latest example of his bait and switch is when he said California would open on June 15th. Meanwhile, his Cal OSHA is saying something different, and he refuses to call off the state of emergency. The article goes on to say Gallagher and fellow Republicans Kevin Kiley and Melissa Melendez are going to send the governor a letter telling him that if he would not lift the state of emergency, quote, the legislator is considering exercising its power to do so with Assembly Concurrent Resolution 46 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 5. The Republican legislators point out, among other things, that California, listen carefully, California now has extremely low COVID numbers. In fact, Newsom himself points out that the state has the lowest test positivity rate in the nation on a near daily basis. The trio then asked Newsom to specify what metrics he is using to decide that the state of emergency should not be lifted so that they could consider that evidence. Emperor Gavin Newsom said, we're still in a state of emergency. This disease is still in effect. It is not taking the summer off. By the way, not a disease, it's a virus. So, massive strike one. That word does matter. Here are a few of the 150 plus comments made by, I'm assuming, mostly California residents. What happened to looking at the science? No longer convenient for keeping power, huh? Here's another. The problem is only with the unvaccinated who have not had the virus and gotten over it. That seems to be forgotten in this argument. Those who have had the virus and recovered are as immune or even more so than those who have had only the vaccine. Plus, both vaxxed and recovered do not have to worry about the unvaxxed because they can't get the virus from them or have a very insignificant chance of reinfection. Someone else commented, Mr. Newsom continues to break promises and further alienate his constituents. This is the wrong thing for him to do, and he wonders why he is being targeted for a recall election. The pros have spoken. Speaking of which, my Instagram is at LouSantini3. Subscribe to my YouTube page to see podcast episode previews. See you in 60 seconds. There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition.
Inside, you'll read
the Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur. Amateur Habitats and History. Social Media plus Me equals Amateur.
Technology and Amateur Behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh-out-loud real-life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by Amateur Nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Topic number 3.
There's yet another, and yes, there are several, but yet another TikTok video going around of a aged 20-something, I'm assuming, new mother with her baby on her lap, and thankfully the baby's identity is cropped out so you can see the top of the infant's head only. And in this euphoric epiphany, she says this.
I said, my son is gay. My son is gay. I knew from the first moment he looked at the color pink.
Here's my impression of her son 21 years from now. My mom is dumb. My mom is dumb. I knew from the first moment she used my birth as an excuse to post a TikTok video to get attention. And of course, everyone who says or posts a negative comment about this amateur will now be labeled and called homophobic. There will be no mention of her clamoring for attention and followers and trying to look like a big, open-minded, easygoing, accepting parent. How about worrying about your child's overall physical health, development, and education first? Now, my mom hates when I say this phrase, but I truly am boggled by the idea that some man somewhere said, yeah, I need to be inside that. Let's make another one. That person should be the mother of my child. That blows my mind. Of course, dad is probably long gone out of the picture. Notice she didn't say, our child is gay, and thus the cycle continues. Could be wrong about that. I'm guessing I'm not. So let's break this down. So she knows her baby's sexuality already, even though the baby doesn't know its own sexuality or its name yet, and won't for some time. And suppose this boy grows up and is not gay. Will she be disappointed? Will she feel stupid and apologetic for forcing his sexuality upon him, gay or straight? Oh wait, she'll be dead by the time he's an adult in a taking a selfie while driving accident or choking to death on a crayon. And of course, another argument from the amateurs will be, what does it matter, Lou? How is that any of your business? Why do you care? I don't care if a child grows up gay or straight. I don't care if a parent understands their child's sexuality at an early age or doesn't. But you made it my business and the world's business when you posted a TikTok video and you want to share your joy, your enlightenment, your virtue signaling, and your mental illness and inability to be a good protective parent to the world. And you're also fishing for comments and likes. Why would you post that otherwise? What's the end game there? Think it. Say it out loud to yourself. What's the reason you posted that? Likes and comments. Number one in the 30 Truths About Amateurs. Amateurs need attention. What if she got zero comments and likes from that post? Her head would explode. This child's sexuality is no one's business but his. And if he does come out as gay, that's his choice of where, when, to whom, and how. So you knew he was gay from the first time he saw the color pink? Few things wrong with that. So all gay men like pink? All straight women like pink? Can straight men like pink? Can gay women like pink? Isn't that stereotyping? Isn't that sexist or homophobic or something? Also, the second a child's eyes focused on something pink, they light up. Pink is a bright color. Orange might have done it. purple, lime green? What if she would have showed him a Dodge Challenger from 1970, painted in the famous sublime, that neon green, and his eyes lit up? What if she would have shown him a Dodge Challenger painted in the famous plum crazy purple color? Would that have made him gay? Or would that have made him a gearhead or a mechanic? The baby is looking at a bright color and trying to develop a brain, unlike its mother. What's more, this mother can now assess sexuality based on her kid's initial split-second moment of looking at something? Well, bye-bye, doctors, pediatricians, and child psychologists, and child behaviorists. You're non-essential now. This woman's got it figured out. How to tell your son's sexuality. Number one, point your newborn son towards a color. If it's bright and his eyes focused, he's gay. If he turns his head, he's straight. Sadly, no one has pointed a newborn girl at a color, so the data isn't in on that yet. Now you have homework, amateurs. Time to get random. Time for off-topic. Did you know all gas station pumps only print your receipt 50% of the time? Seriously, what's with the paper receipt printouts and gas station pumps? Every time I hit, would you like a receipt? Yes. And I hear, and then you see the paper just kind of poking out a tiny bit. You try to pull on it and you ripped off this microscopic piece of paper. Fail. So I'm assuming once they start making movies that take place in the year 2020 or the first half of 2021, I'm going to see the entire cast wearing masks and standing 6 feet away from each other at all times. Gotta be authentic, right? Does anybody want to do anything anymore for the sole purpose of just doing it and not to be filmed while doing it? All right, here's one. Just saw a commercial for Uber. Free rides to and from your local vaccine experiment. Sorry, location. Not sure how that's legal. In fact, I'd be willing to say it is, in fact, not. So we're offering free services and discounts based on your medical history and preferences. How much if you had a hysterectomy? What if I wanted to just snag a free ride to go get my vaccine and my dry cleaner happened to be next door to the place? Can I scam Uber for that then? Free appetizer if you're farsighted. Ugly people get a free polish wax with every car wash. Rock group that I used to have respect for, Foo Fighters, are, quote, allowing vaccinated fans only at Madison Square Garden concert. Only. Okay. Clearly not thinking about the bigger picture and the future, Fighters Foo. Where does it stop? That's kind of a dangerous route to take. This is discrimination. And frankly, for something that is a personal choice. If the vaccine is so great and so trustworthy, why do I have to be incentivized to take it? Seriously, why? So I can get a free ride in some amateur's Prius? You know what? I'll walk. Enough of this shit. Hot off Lakami's anti-cop tweet, giving up on his team mid-game and recently being eliminated from the NBA playoffs, this headline from the Washington Post. LeBron James, now most hated player in NBA, study finds. Kowtowing to China, doxing a policeman, and leaving the court area late in a decisive playoff loss, it all adds up. They also forgot chronic flopper. Lowbrain James is the most hated player in the NBA, according to social media measures, and he's proven even less popular than Colin Kaepernick in one unscientific poll. Citing geotagged Twitter data, reflecting over 70,000 tweets, hashtags, and direct keyword phrases about disliking NBA players in each state, phrases like, I hate player X or player Y sucks. According to that map, Mr. James was most hated in 24 states. Will he learn? No, of course not. Amateurs rarely learn. It's in the book. And will his support staff continue to feed the machine that keeps their jobs and money? Of course. Let's get some things that are actually done right in this world. Time now for three pro things. Number one. I haven't had a food pick for a while, so here's one. Kashi Go Protein Waffles. Now, I've only had the wild blueberry, but they instantly became my favorite waffle. 13 grams of protein, and the blueberries aren't just these blue food coloring dots. You can actually see and taste the blueberries. And by the way, here's a little life hack that I stumbled upon. If you have any leftover watermelon juice and Tupperware for when you cut up some watermelon and put it in the fridge, just pour like 2 tablespoons, a tiny bit of it, into your orange juice for breakfast. It kind of cuts the acidity and it tastes fantastic. Number two. If you happen to be cursed with being white like I am, I hope you've been taking steps to follow Coke's instructions and be less white. No? Oh, you don't work on something beyond your control? You don't work on something stupid? You don't try to do something a soft drink company founded by a Confederate States Army veteran that used to have cocaine in it advises you to do? I knew my listeners were pro. Much like this county in North Carolina, found everywhere, here's your headline. County votes to ban Coke machines over leftism. Your bigoted and racist thinking has no place here. The article says a county in North Carolina is banning Coca-Cola machines in response to the company's left-wing political agenda, saying they are going to fight back in the culture war. The left wing in America, they defund, they boycott, they cancel, they tear down statues, all sorts of egregious actions, says Eddie Harris, Surrey County County Commissioner. The expectation from them is the opposing political side will cower in the corner, and we're supposed to accept that, and it's supposed to be okay. And it is not okay. The article says the county commissioners voted 3-2 in favor of banning Coca-Cola vending machines in county-owned buildings after the company criticized the state of Georgia for passing voter integrity laws aimed at securing elections. Can you imagine the horror? Securing elections. Harris sent a letter on official county letterhead to James Quincy, CEO of Coca-Cola, saying that the company's position was wrong on many levels. He said, I have seen no public statements from you or Coca-Cola regarding the placement of China's ethnic Uyghurs and Muslim minorities in concentration camps, Harris wrote in a letter obtained by the Daily Wire. Where is your outrage of this persecution in a communist country in which Coca-Cola is heavily invested? It has also come to our attention that your company has adopted policies that disparage people based on their race, Harris continued. According to a whistleblower, your employees were asked to be less white, and another training slide said, in the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white. The slide detailing what it means to be less white noted 10 areas in which Caucasians should improve. This type of bigoted and racist thinking has no place in corporate America or our country. People should be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. You go, North Carolina. Number 3. I Am All Girls, a movie on Netflix. It's a South African movie. It's in English, based on true events of a worldwide child sex trafficking ring. Here's the synopsis. A relentless detective finds common ground with a killer systematically targeting the perpetrators running a powerful child trafficking ring. This movie is based on true events. This movie is uncompromising. There's no Hollywood glamorizing, minimal music, disturbing, powerful, impactful imagery without being graphic or gratuitous. Compelling. Must viewing. For those parents who think, not my kid, that's there, that's not here, watch it. Then have a talk with your kids. If you have a topic or you read or saw something or something happened to you that was amateur related, or if you have a comment, criticism, or you're an advertiser who wants to reach people who have common sense, my email is lou@lousantini.com. Follow me on Instagram @LouSantini3 for episode highlights. Download my book on Amazon, please. Subscribe to my YouTube page so you can see sneak peeks every Thursday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro.
I'm ready to go pro.
Good. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.